for those who we will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. To tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. Give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. I don't know what language it'll be on the other side, but on this side, words just seem so inadequate. Sometimes you just try and try and try, and you run out of words. Sometimes they'll give you some words. You don't maybe know what you're saying, but you know that something's being expressed from your heart. But I believe that we'll be able to more perfectly express that on the other side. Amen. But in the meantime, feeble or not, I want to use those words. But I want them to hear what's in my heart. Don't you? Praise the Lord. Why don't you turn around, shake somebody's hand, say, I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm glad you're here. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My. Can't believe this is the last service. But, you know, sometimes we can talk about it like, it's the last service. Well, let's have the last service. Amen. Let's enjoy this last service. Let's get as much out of it as we can. Let's make sure that we don't leave without giving them our thanks and our praise. There are eternal things that have been accomplished in these meetings this week. If you're just joining us tonight, well, first of all, I'd like to thank the Tucson Tabernacle for joining us tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for coming to make these meetings special. This is our 25th anniversary of these meetings, and I can't believe we're still here. But if the Lord tarries, we'll just keep going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Might be a younger generation standing up here, but we'll give him everything we have until he comes. Amen. So before we change the order of the service, I just want to thank all the brothers and sisters that, my goodness, there's so much that has been done. Just, just getting set up, as most of you know, we had equipment that was still arriving. Yeah, the building was done, sort of. There were some finishing touches, but, you know, it's like with an engineering project or building a home, the last 10% takes 90% of your time sometimes. You know, it's a lot. So, and we struggled with a number of things, getting the sound up and the extra pieces, the projector and the screen, and then the piano. The piano was supposedly restored, and they said, oh, yeah, no problem. You know, it was through a fire, but shouldn't have any problems with it. And I thought, yeah, this piano couldn't take a 5-degree temperature change without giving us spasms, you know. We had something hanging underneath it that was holding a certain level of humidity. And if it just, you know, went one direction or another, we had to get it retuned. I thought, yeah, sure, that didn't affect it. Well, sure enough, first service, our sister's playing, and before the service is over, all the black keys are missing. And our poor sister is sounding like a beginning piano student. And everybody's thinking, well, I'm sure she knows that song. Well, the sharps and flats were missing, and so, but she just kept on going, and thank the Lord for that. So we scrambled and got this temporary piano in place, and just just keep pressing on. As you know, the chairs showed up the morning of the meeting, so no sweat there. They told us they'd be here at the beginning of February. So on one hand, it's, you know, there are difficulties and you know, of course, there's some pressure and a little bit of strain. But on the other hand, this isn't our first rodeo. So we know that if all these obstacles are coming at us at once, we must be in for some real blessings. Amen. We got the devil out of bed, right? So if you're just joining us tonight, if you look up here, you can see a scar. That's what's left of, weren't able to completely remove the evidence of the fire that we had that started right here. And I remember looking at what remained there, and I was a little bothered that they didn't remove all of that. And then when I got to thinking about it, I thought, no, actually I'm kind of glad that it's there, because it's a reminder that we're still here. Amen. The devil tried to burn us out. Right. We're still here. Amen. Amen. And we've got a fire that can't be put out. Amen. You know, I'm sure that the devil's, I don't know that it was, I'm not going to flatter myself to think that I got the devil himself, his attention, but maybe it was some kind of a major demon that was assigned to us. I'm sure he's had some second thoughts, because when that fire took place, first of all, we scrambled. We had the meetings 2 years ago at the Leo Rich Theater, wonderful meetings, tremendous meetings. There were lives that were changed, people that came in, deliverance, all kinds of things that took place. And then people all over the world were contacting us, people I hadn't heard from for 15, 20 years maybe, and some that I had recently, but all over the world people were praying for us. So how's that a bad thing? Amen? Now we have the beautiful restored sanctuary, Beauty from Ashes. And we know that it's not the building itself that's important, but we thank the Lord for His goodness, and Brother Bram did say, make the people comfortable, and so I trust that you are. I don't know what else we could do for you, so maybe adjust the temperature. You know, they got these beds now where, you know, the husband's got his temperature and the wife's got hers, and he's up and she's down and whatever. We're not doing that here, okay? That would probably be the only thing we could do more for you. But this is comfortable, and we thank the Lord for it. Amen. So I didn't mean to get sidetracked. I want to thank the people that worked on all the sound and sound equipment, the days that they spent down here. Let's give them a hand clap. And then all the sisters that prepared all those wonderful meals. The sisters that made all the cookies and the gift baskets for the ministers. Those of you that have been faithfully cleaning and putting things in order, and the deacons and trustees, just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. God richly bless you. And I know He will. Because God won't owe anybody. You're not going to outgive Him. Amen. But I'm just praying for a special blessing on each and every one of you. Amen. I'm talking like the services are over. They're not. Amen. We got a finale. We're going to have some ice cream to go on top of our cake. We had some cake this morning. We're going to have some ice cream tonight. You say, well, I won't be able to sleep good. Well, I probably won't sleep at all either. But I'll sure have pleasant dreams when I do go to sleep. And wake up and trust that you'll wake up with a spring in your step and a renewed vigor and a renewed vision to, you know, we're the finishers of the race. We're running the last leg. And I haven't said much the whole meeting, and this is why. It's hard. The anointing that's here, the atmosphere that's been created, but You know, if we could just see in that other dimension right now. It's not way out there somewhere. It's right here. And if we could just see in that other dimension, you know, as Paul, he's getting close to crossing over. And in Hebrews, he says, you know, there's Jephthah and there's Gideon and there's, and he's talking about all the heroes of the faith. And they're in the grandstands at the end of the race. You know, as people, as they get ready to cross over, they start talking to their loved ones that are on the other side, right? And Paul's pointing each and every one of them out, and he said, and they, without us, are not made perfect. But if we could see in the grandstands here tonight, the New Testament grandstands, we'd see Paul saying, keep going. We'd see William Branham saying, keep going. We'd see Luther and Martin and Wesley. See your grandmother. They're right there. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. It's almost over. If the Lord tarries another 20 years, it's still almost over. Amen. And we're privileged to be living in this time. Oh, but all this bad stuff's happening around us. Don't look at the bad. Look at all the good stuff. We got more good stuff than we got bad stuff. We're seeing things that the prophets of old wanted to see and didn't see. You're a privileged people here tonight. Amen. Turn around and tell somebody, I'm a privileged person. Amen. We will change the order of the service here in a minute, but we'll get there. Hallelujah. Amen. Put the words up for He Counts the Stars, if He would. Hallelujah. So I can't just, if I start calling out all the names, we'll be here all the rest of the night, but God bless you, each and every one. I do want to give special recognition to my friend, Brother Aaron Guerra. God bless you. So he's the chip. So if I recognize the chip, I got to recognize the block. Brother Larry Guerra there in the back. God bless you, sir. Amen. As our brother Daryl makes his way up. Amen. He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. Made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Yes, He does. I don't know what tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of. Don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be.
Lord. I'm glad everybody's awake. Amen. That's the call to the last service right there. So. Amen. Everybody's in now. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful privilege it is to be a Christian and to gather here and with family and friends and people we're going to spend eternity with. And the things we heard this morning just makes you want to go that much more and that much faster. And you know, the world's getting darker, but we're getting brighter. That's, amen. The world's reflecting the evil, but we're reflecting the good. Amen. The moon is the wife of the sun, and she has no light of her own, but reflecting the light of the sun, the moon is. And I'm so glad that we're reflecting Jesus Christ, that a dying generation, our generation, amen, our generation can see that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, I just want to share something just for His glory. It's nothing to do with me so much, but you were singing that song, He Knows My Name, and maybe sometimes you feel like maybe the Lord's forgot you, He don't care about you, or maybe you're insignificant. But here a few years ago, I was preaching a meeting up in Cottonwood, Arizona, and I woke up that morning, it was my time to preach, and I just had a demon headache. I get them every once in a while, a migraine. Maybe some of you have had them, and they're just terrible. They're so bad that I'll sweat, and I get sick at my stomach, and so I had to preach, and I was so sick that I put one leg in my pants and had to lay on the bed till the room quit spinning, and didn't put the get up, try to put the other leg in, and I went and preached like that. And when I got to preaching, you know, when the anointing comes, I like the other night, I felt real good. But when I got up Saturday morning, I thought maybe I shouldn't have run around that piano quite so. And so anyway, when the anointing was there in the meeting, the headache kind of went away, and then when the meetings were over, it came back, but it wasn't so bad. And so the brothers was going to fellowship up in Flagstaff, and I told him, I said, you know, I'll just come on up a little bit later. And so I laid down, tried to rest some, and so I got up and started up the road towards Flagstaff, and I was a little bit homesick. Yeah. Missed my wife and my girls. I got to whining. I know a lot of preachers don't do that, but I'm one of them that did. I do. And anyway, I just got to whining, and I think it's because I was sick, you know, and I was homesick and I didn't feel good. I said, Lord, do you even know me? Am I doing any good, Lord? Maybe I should just go home and sit down. I ain't even seen my family. And I just got to crying out to Him like that, and I saw a sign up on 89A there. It says, Scenic View 1 Mile. And I just love Sedona and those red rocks. And I told Brother Don, he said, you ever start a church in Sedona, I'm your man. I just love Sedona. And so I pulled into that scenic view area there. And when I pulled in, I thought, my goodness, it looked like nobody had been there in a year. It was just all trashed up. And so there's a little concrete bench there. And over the years, one of my favorite scriptures has been Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord. And so I got out, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to sit on this bench for just a few minutes and let the breeze kind of, I'm still kind of a little bit sick from my headache. And so I got to whining again. And I said, Lord, do you even know my name, Lord? Do you even know I'm even out here? And I was just whining, just a big baby. I'll just be honest with you. And when I got done praying, I looked beside me, and laying beside me was a little silver coin. And I picked it up, and it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And I turned the coin over on the other side. It was Jeremiah 29:11. And I thought, I thought, He knows my name. Even when I have pain, even when I have sorrow and I have hard times, He still knows my name. And whatever you're going through, He knows your name. He knew the color of your eyes before you was ever born. He knew the color of your hair. He knew your name before there was ever a star. He knows everything about us. And one more thing before we stand, and I don't have a lot tonight, so we won't be long, but those of you that came through the prayer line and the other night when the Spirit of the Lord was moving, and those of you that claimed your healing and stood to your feet, and I just want to share this quote with you. You see, the Bible said they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And the prophet said no matter how long it lingers, it's got to happen. You remember that. No matter how long it lingers. Congressman Upshaw, 66 years in a wheelchair, but he came out. Abraham waited 25 years, but he got the son. Amen. So don't look at that, because that's what the devil's going to try to show you. Well, it's Monday and nothing happened. And you just got, no, he's going to lie to you. And if he can convince you, then you'll lose what the Lord did for you. Don't lose what God did for you. So no matter how long it lingers, stay with it. It's got to happen. You see, God said this quote, the prophet said, God said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But he didn't say when. He says the outside world wants you to believe as soon as the hands are laid on you, that crippled leg must straighten out and you must jump up and down and shout. But the prophet said he never said that. He never promised as soon as we would pray for somebody, instantly a blind eye would come open or a crippled leg. He never said that. But he did say, if you lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. But he didn't say when. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and God shall raise them up. But he never said when. When you pray, believe you receive it and it shall be given unto you. But he didn't say when. Amen. So you just be found believing. Amen. When the angel passes through your neighborhood. Amen. To confirm the blessing. Amen. 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 If you do that. Amen. A sister came up for a blindness in her eye, I believe, last night. And the very moment we was praying, they were singing a song about God opens blinded eyes. What more of a confirmation do you need than that? Amen. So just hang on to the promise and just keep believing. Amen. I prayed for a sister one time in Romania. 2.5 years went by. She was born without a hip. And she was in a prayer line. I told her, I said, everywhere you go, thank God for healing you. When you get up in the morning, when you go bed at night, thank God for healing you. And I think it was 2 years went by, and I got an email from her that she was in a church service, and she stood up to testify. She said, I want to thank God for healing my hip. And she said her hip popped, and she walked out of the church without a crutch. Amen. Just be found believing. Just stand with me tonight. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Psalms. We want to read from Psalms 150, starting at verse 6. And we had looked at something else that we was going to deal with tonight on the mysteries of God and how they're revealed in you. But I woke up about 5 something this morning and I got to looking at it. And I had preached this message before, I think, over at Brother Andrew's. But the Lord just put it on our heart. And then when Brother Donnie was preaching today, he just confirmed it. And so I thought, you know, it would be good. We've had such good, solid food that maybe it'd be good to have a little bit of ice cream tonight. And so, amen, just always desserts good with a good meal, you know. And so you don't have to put on your spiritual thinking cap. We can just rejoice in the Lord and just praise God for what he's done for us. Amen. You know, I don't want to be someone that just always has to get, but I want to be willing to say, thank you, Lord. And just praise you for what he's done. So we want to look at this tonight just for a few minutes in Psalms 150 verse 6. 150 verse 6. And may the Lord richly bless you. Be our prayer. And thank you for all you've done for us and for allowing us to come. And I'm glad Cheryl and Jessica got to come with me. It's always a joy to have them with me. And may just thank you for everything. And may the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to testify what the Lord did for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Hallelujah. Psalms 150, verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let's bow our heads. I want to speak to you tonight on everything that hath breath. Heavenly Father, Thy word is true. Thank You, Lord, for Your mercy, Your goodness, and Your grace that You've bestowed upon us, Lord. And Father, we thank You for this opportunity that we've had together here this weekend with Your children, Lord. What an honor it's been to stand here with such men of God who's brought the word, Lord, and to be able to fellowship with such men of God that didn't preach the word, but to come to put their shoulder to the wheel and support those that did. And Father, just show such a fine character among the ministry, Lord. And we just ask Your blessings upon their ministries and upon their churches and their families. And Lord, for each one that's come, Lord, and put a part of the service, we ask God tonight, may Your Spirit move upon them, Lord, and confirm Your word to their lives, we pray. And Lord, thank You for everything that's been done for us. And once more, Lord, we just want to take this opportunity to give You praise and honor, because there is no God like You. How we thank You, Lord, for Your healing and for Your deliverance and for the Holy Ghost and for sending us Elijah and for all that You've done for us, Lord. We just want to worship You tonight. Bless Brother Doug, Lord, the officers of the church. And thank You, Lord, for giving them such a nice place to worship. And oh, God, we just pray, Lord, may many souls be won. And may they be a light in Tucson, Lord, that they may know You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Grant it, Lord, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this evening. Now, in Patmos' vision, the prophet of God says this. He says, have you ever noticed how the world gets into the spirit of the things that are in the world? They go to their ball games and their sporting events and their dances, and they enter right in to the spirit of it. They don't sit there like wallflowers and old dried up sticks. They enter right into the feel of things and become a part of things. Amen. You know, and I was thinking when I was looking at this quote that if the outside world can act like that, then why can't we as the children of God be able to express our love to our Savior? Amen. You know, the world, they go to a ball game. Sometimes they'll pay. I was looking the other day at the World Series that they just had. And I know not the World Series, but the Super Bowl. And how many hundreds of thousands of dollars that some of those tickets cost that they can go there and watch some people throw a piece of pigskin up and down the football field. And they'll go down there and scream to their horse. And they'll beat each other on the head with their pom-poms and all these other things. You know why? Because they are fanatics. Amen. They'll take their last dollar to buy a ticket to go watch the Green Bay Packers lose a ball game. But they do it with everything that's within them. I mean, what would it be if they threw a 98-yard touchdown and everybody just sat like they were in church? But I say if the world can get excited because they throw a touchdown, I believe I can get excited when my Lord heals somebody or delivers somebody or saves somebody or gives the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I think when we come to church, we don't have to be spectators, but I believe we can be a participator. Amen. When we come through those doors, we can let the devil know we've come to play. Hallelujah. We come to sweat. We come to shout. We come to jump to our feet because I think we've got something to sweat about. I think we've got something to shout about. I think we've got something to worship our God about. Amen. They don't sit like old wallflowers or old dried up sticks. They enter right into the fill of things and become a part of the things. And that's what I want to do tonight. I don't want to just sit here, but I want to become a part of the things that's happening. Amen. Well, I guess I'll go tonight. It's the last service. I guess I'll go and see what's happening. I didn't come to see what was happening. I become because I am what's happening. Amen. Oh, they'll scream and they'll shout and they'll get all excited. But oh, how they hate the Christians for getting into the spirit of God's word. They'll call us fanatics, holy rollers. There is nothing they won't do to show their hatred and their disapproval. Now, ain't that something? They can go scream to their horse. But you jump up with a big hallelujah or a glory to God or an amen. People turn plumb around and look at you. Huh? They get upset because you wake them up. There's nothing they won't do. All they'll give you, you can get some bad looks in some of the message churches sometimes if you get a little emotional. So, you know, we want to be, America now has become politically correct over everything. So I guess, you know, if they don't want us to get excited and they don't want us to worship God, then I guess maybe to be politically correct, we should not hurt their feelings or upset them. So if they don't want us to get excited and say praise God and say amen, then we should just sit quiet. Well, that might be all right for America and that might be all right for politics. But the prophet of God said there's nothing they won't do to show their hatred and the disapproval. But here's what he said to do about it. Ignore it. Ignore that. You can't expect it, knowing where it's coming from. Just go on and get into the spirit of worship. Our spirit is clean, it is fresh, and it is real. Hallelujah. It's not an artificial emotion. It's not something that we pretend that's happening. I tell you, I get excited because something gets the bubbling on the inside of me. Amen. When I think I used to be an alcoholic, when I used to be on drugs, but God, hallelujah, he come looking for me. Amen. He found me an old barn. I was down there by myself. I've got something to thank you for tonight. I've got something to be excited about tonight. Amen. It's fresh. It's real. It's clean. It's sober. It's serious. But nonetheless, it's full of the joy of the Lord. Oh my. In a world of such division, America seems like it's never been as divided in my lifetime anyhow. That people hate each other. If you don't agree with them, they want to burn your place down. And in a world of hatred and hatefulness, and you know, the light turns green, you're almost afraid to toot the horn. Afraid they'll shoot back, you know. But in the world of such hate and grouchiness, how are you today? I'll take it to go. But in the world of such a condition, yet the Bible says, the prophet says, the message says that we can have joy. And not just have joy, but our joy can be full. We don't have to, well, I've got just a little bit of joy left. You don't have to. Well, I've got a half a tank. You don't have to have a half a tank. Our joy can be full. Amen. The Christian ought to be just as exuberant and full of his pleasure in the Lord as the world is when it savors and delights in its pleasure. Both Christians and the world are human. That's right. That's right. My soul got converted. My flesh is the same. I've still got the same freckle. Come on, somebody. You get saved, God don't take that tattoo off your arm. It's still there. Both are human. Both have emotions. Well, Brother Darrell, I just don't get very emotional. That's not simply not true. Now, you might be a little quieter than somebody else, but you do have emotion. That's right. You hit your big toe going to bed tonight and see how much emotion you have. That's the truth. Yeah, you'll almost talk in tongues sometimes. You kiss it if you could get it in your mouth. I'm telling you the truth. You know I am. You hit it about midnight one night, and the neighbors next door, they'll know it well. See, the next month I see you. I noticed you hit your toe last night. Yeah, we heard you. Amen. Both are human. I told you it's ice cream. Both have emotions. The difference is the Christian's heart. Oh, God. The Christian's heart and emotions are purely on the Lord of glory and his love, while the world satisfies the flesh. Listen to me. I'm not talking about something that'll glorify my flesh. I'm not talking about just having a bunch of emotion. But what I'm talking about this evening is for us just loving to love our God. Amen. Oh, let the world know that I love him. Let the world know that I'm thankful for what he did for my daughter. Hallelujah. Amen. Just loving Him and thanking Him and rejoicing, because there is no God like our God. All the gods of the world are gods of somebody's imagination. All the gods of the world are created by somebody's hands. But our God, hallelujah, our God, we never made our God with our hands, but our God made us with His hands. There is no God like our God. We heard it this morning. We heard it last night. How great He is. The hundreds of billions of trillions of stars. Yet He knows every star by name. Hallelujah. We got something to praise Him about. Just the very fact He revealed to us that He sent Elijah to this generation. That's enough to thank Him about and to love Him about. Well, you see, the devil's going to try to tell you. Oh, yeah, he'll tell you. He'll try to tell you you get in the flesh. If you ain't careful, you're going to get in the flesh. They'll call you a fanatic. Now, you better be careful about that. You'll get in. Hey, I'm 60-year-old. I am not worried about getting in the flesh. But I am worried about getting out of it. Amen. Well, you better be careful. They're going to call you something. I'd rather them call me a holy roller. I'd rather be known as a fanatic, as a dead Christian. Amen. Hallelujah. If they're going to call me something, let them call me something, because I praise my God that I'm excited about my salvation. Are you happy that you're saved? Are you happy that He healed you? Are you happy for your God? We ought to let the world know I'm happy. Amen. He's going to call you a fanatic. Oh, if you praise God before there's one sign of healing, then you're lying. Because you're really sick. Look in the mirror. It's still there. And if we listen to that, He will silence our praise. But don't look at the symptom. As long as you look at that crooked hand, it'll always be crooked. Do not look at the symptom, but look at the cure, amen. Christ is the cure. Christ, as I said Friday night, He is the answer, amen. Hallelujah. God, help us to be like Joshua. Before one rock ever rolled out of that wall, Joshua was walking around and shouting the victory to God. Because he did not look to the wall, no matter how tall it was. No matter, I think it was 40 feet across the top of the wall there. They could run chariots around the wall, have chariot races. That's how big this wall was. I forget how high it was. But Joshua never saw the height of it. He never saw the width of it. But what he did see was the promise from God that the wall is coming down. And God gave you a promise. I am the chain breaker. I am the way maker. I'm the light in the darkness. Amen. That's who God said He is. Don't look at the darkness. Don't look at the chain. But look at Him, amen. Oh, glory to God. Woo, I'm starting to feel 18 now. Amen. He walked around it shouting the victory. How much can you walk around that cancer? How much can you walk around that wheelchair? How much can you walk around that blinded eye shouting the victory? Because God gave you the promise. I am the Lord thy God who healeth all thy diseases. Well, Brother Darrell, the doctor says it's the worst case he ever seen. It may be bad for the doctor, but it ain't bad for Dr. Jesus. There's not a case, hallelujah, that anybody's ever had but what he can't handle it tonight. Amen. He knew the walls was coming down. He knew the walls was coming down. How much can you walk around it? Shouting the promise. Seeing the invisible as though it was visible. When that pulsation of the word in your heart, when it begins to pulsate, I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. When you can see that, everything else weakens away. When I went back to work, my doctor friends who took care of my daughter, Jessica, when I went back to work, you know what they told me? They said, Ward, we thought you had lost your mind. We were talking in the break room that we was really concerned. I worked for the government. I worked in the operating room for the government, the VA hospital. So they call you by your last name in the government. They said, Ward, we thought you'd lost your mind. I said, poor fella, he's had a nervous breakdown. The accident was just too much for her because you was talking about her when she comes out of the coma, when she starts talking again, when she starts eating again. So we couldn't understand her, and we kept telling you it's bad. She'll never do that. You got to listen to us. Look at the MRI. Look at the CT. It's too bad. Listen to us. We're telling you it's bad. And yet you kept saying when she comes out of the coma, will she still be potty trained? When she comes out of the coma, I believe she'll be walking, and I believe she'll be talking. Hallelujah. They said, we thought you lost your mind. I said, I did. I lost my mind. Hallelujah. Because I got the mind of Christ. And Christ told me, your daughter will live. Your daughter will live. And when he spoke those words to me, everything else weakened away. And when God tells you it's over, it's over. Amen. When God tells you, you're his. You're his. Oh, glory to God. God don't lie. Your emotions will lie to you. Sensations will lie to you. Churches will lie. Come on, somebody. Your family will lie to you. But the Word of God will never lie. Oh, glory to God. I wish I was outside. I'd show you how we get happy in Tennessee. Amen. I can rejoice in my healing. But Brother Darrell, you couldn't even hardly get out of bed Saturday morning. You can hardly get one foot in front of the other. But I can rejoice in my healing. Brother, the pain means nothing. The pain means nothing. Do you understand? Brother JJ, I don't look at the pain. I don't look at how hard it is to get out of bed in the morning when I can't hardly get my legs to work because of I don't look at that. I look at the fact that God says I can rejoice in my healing because God says I'm healed. His word says I'm healed. I got me a piece of soap. I wrote it on the bathroom mirror in the house up there. God is my healer. And every day when I drag myself to the sink and I have to support myself to put water in my face because my back is so bad, I raise up and I look in the mirror and you know what I see? God is my healer. And I can rejoice in the fact of knowing he is my healer. He is my deliverer because the word says I am delivered. The word says I am healed. By his stripes, you were healed. Don't wait for signs and wonders. Take God at his word and start rejoicing. Saying it's going to happen. Say it's going to. Your body will obey your confession. I got a little thing, a little band on the turn signal in my car. It says, confess it, believe it, and receive it. That'd be a good t-shirt right there. Amen. Just start rejoicing. Saying it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Did the doctor say so? No. The doctor said it can't happen. Well, how's it going to happen? Because God said so. Start saying it's going to happen because God said so. Listen to this. I believe if every patient in this building right now would accept it upon the grounds of God's word, not emotion, not sensation, not somebody screaming, not somebody shouting, but based upon the word of God and believe it and start testifying and praising God for your healing, this meeting wouldn't close with one crippled person in here. That's right. God is under obligation to answer his word. If the people tonight would start believing and start confessing and start praising him, there wouldn't be a sick one among us. There wouldn't be a weak one among us. And I say to you and I, why not tonight? Why not us? Why not now?
Amen. It don't have to be a quote. It don't have to just be a quote. It can be a reality. Oh, glory. Why not us, Brother Henry? Why not now? Well, we'll wait till the next meeting when so-and-so comes back. We don't have to wait for so-and-so to come back. Why not now? Why not tonight? Well, Brother Darrell, there's just so few of us left. Everybody's went home. Well, I wish they could have stayed, but maybe they had to go home. But, you know, you can look at that and have the blues. Or you can say, you know what? That's just more room to shout. Amen. It just depends on how you look at it. Why not us? Why not us? Why not now? Why not tonight? Why can't you be healed tonight? Why can your world not change tonight forever? I used to tell the young people up at BYC up there in Indiana when they had the meetings up there, and they'd come to the altar. I said, look, if you cry, that's good. If you scream, that's good. If you lay on the floor and snot, that's good. If you come up here and do nothing, that's good. But all y'all want you to do, whatever you do, just get up changed. Boy, that's it tonight, friends. You better have to run the aisle just when you leave this building. Leave changed. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said when we come to church and we leave, we'll either be better or worse off. And I say there's no use for us to leave worse. We can leave better tonight because he's here tonight. Taking God at his word will bring the promise to manifestation regardless of how impossible it seems to be. Because my God specializes in things thought impossible. God told Paul, you're going to Rome. Where do you think Paul's going? He's going to Rome. You know why? God said so. That's how simple it is. You're going to Rome. So where do you think he's going? He's going to Rome. But on the way, he was shipwrecked. The boat tore apart. Paul grabbed a piece of the ship and floated ashore. And he gets out of the water, and they're looking at him like you're looking at me. And Paul, being a servant, see, people's got it all wrong. The bride is not a servant to the ministry. Oh, no. The ministry are servants to the brides. Brother Doug's gift is not for Brother Doug. Brother Donnie's gift is not for Brother Donnie. That gift that God placed in their life is for you. Brother Flint's gift is not for Brother Flint. It's for you. So when Paul gets up out of the water, he'd just been shipwrecked. He didn't, you know what? He didn't say, boys, I tell you now, I'm the first church age messenger. You boys go get some wood now and get that fire built. Let me dry out a little bit. I got to get a word from the Lord on what we're going to do next. No. No. That's how people try to act today. But Paul, being a servant, he goes and gets wood to build the fire for the other people. And when he picks up the wood, you know the story. In the wood was a snake. It wasn't harmless. It was deadly. And it struck him right on the arm. This snake was so bad, they didn't even call 911. There was no use. He'd be dead before they got the one dialed. That's how bad. This was a bad snake. And so the Bible said they sat down to watch him die. Oh, God. I think I've preached in that church before. I scream, you know. Forgive me, Lord, I shouldn't have said that. They sat down to watch him die. And you know what they said? This man has done something. He done something bad. Real bad. Because not only did he almost drowned it out there in the sea, he survived that. Now he's been struck by a deadly snake. This man, I tell you, this man is a bad sinner. Nothing happens to people like that if they're doing good. Don't let the devil lie to you. The prophet of God said in Victory Day, the more loyal, the more testing. And they sat down to watch him die. But Paul had a word from the Lord. And the word said, Paul, you're going to Rome. And Paul said, how can I die from a snake bite and go to Rome at the same time? So you know what Paul did? He took the word of God over the snake venom. Hallelujah. And when the venom started coming up his arm and started moving into his heart, you know what it hit? It hit faith. Hallelujah. And when the snake venom hit faith, the venom was annihilated. And when that thing that the devil tries to place on you, when it strikes your faith, it'll be annihilated too. Just stay with the word. Stay on the promise of the word. Amen. And when Paul never died, you know what they said? Gods have come down among us. How quick the opinion of the people changed. From a rank sinner to a god. In 180 seconds or something like that. Amen. He took the word of God over the snake bite. Well now, Brother Darrell, I tell you. If I was healthy, I'd praise God. If I had no worries, I'd praise God. If I was wealthy, I'd praise God. Well, that might be all right. All those are good reasons to praise God for, no doubt. But you see, the problem with your thinking is this. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Let the sad man, let the happy man, let the rich man, let the poor man, let the black man, let the white man, let the brown man, let the yellow man, let the red man, let everything, let the trees, let the whales, let the birds, let the fish, let the mud, let everything that I breath, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The sick man, the healthy man that's on the mountaintop shouting the victory, or the man that's in the valley going through the hardest trial of his life, let everything praise the Lord. The only reason you don't have for not praising the Lord, there is a reason. There is a reason that you have for not praising the Lord. So if you're looking for excuse tonight, I found one, and it's even in the Bible. So if you don't want to praise God and you need a scripture, I'll give you one. So those of you that, you know, just want to sit, not really get into the service, and I don't think I want to sweat like that preacher sweating. So those of you who just want to sit there, and I do have a scripture for you. It's in Psalms 115:17. The Bible says this, the dead praise not the Lord. Neither that any that go down in silence. So if you're dead tonight, you are excused. But everybody else that's got breath in your lungs, the Bible said, let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Him for your breath. Praise Him for His mercy. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His grace. Praise Him tonight. He's worthy of it. If there's anybody that's ever been worthy of my breath to say I love you and I worship you, I adore you, I acknowledge you, it's my God tonight. Amen. I've come for one purpose tonight. You say I'm tired. I'm tired too. But I didn't come because I'm tired. I didn't come to complain. I didn't come to find fault. I didn't come to sleep in church. I didn't come to sit on a pew. But I'm like those Magi who traveled 2 years through the desert and through the valleys in the face of thieves and robbers. But they come for one purpose. 2 years they traveled. And when they got there, they said, we have seen His star. And we come to worship him. But I tell you tonight, I have seen his star, the seventh angel star. And I come to worship him, not the seventh angel, but the one the seventh angel was pointing to, Christ my Lord. Amen. Well, I don't know what you came to do. I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to praise him for the prayer line. I want to praise him for the first night of the emptying out of the baggage. I want to praise him for the revelation that we can step into the vision. I want to praise him, hallelujah, that he told us, I'm here. Come out and meet me. I'll meet your every need. Just cast down your problem. Cast down your fear and step up to me. I've got what you need. I'm so glad he told us that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you find yourself in, whatever state you find yourself in tonight, just worship him. Just give him praise. Amen. Praise ye the Lord, the Bible says in Psalms 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle and creeping and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princesses and all judges of the earth. Both young men.
Well, when I get a little bit older.
Both young men and maidens.
Well, Brother Darrell, I'm just too old.
I'm sorry. I didn't come to give you my opinion, but I did come to give you his word. Both young men and maidens, old men and children.
I was looking at little Brother Baker's little boy back there last night when they were singing, had both his hands up with a pacifier in his mouth.
Oh, that blessed me, because the Bible said, let the young children praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. His name alone is excellent. Brother JJ, I ain't too smart, buddy. I'm a dummy. I'll be honest with you. Somebody asked me one time, said, do you know a foreign language? I said, yeah, English. I don't know a verb from an adverb. I'm just being honest. Right. My wife says, I can't read your text when you send me something. There is no commas and exclamations and all that. I don't know if I could even spell comma. I don't know. Is that one or two M's? I don't know. But you see, Brother Henry, no matter how dumb I am, Brother Flint, when I speak the name of Jesus, I am saying an excellent word. Hallelujah! There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. At the mention of the name of Jesus, a dead baby bounced to life in its mother's womb. Hallelujah. Chains are broke. Walls come down. Blinded eyes come open. The dead get up and walk at the name of Jesus.
When I was a little boy, you get scared of a storm, you know. My mama, God rest her soul, she come to me and she told me, I said, Mom, I'm scared. She said, listen to me, Darrell. When that lightning flashes in the window, don't get scared. Just whisper the name of Jesus. I can still remember my mama telling me that. Just say the name of Jesus. It's the mention of his name. It's just tranquility. Ain't it something that you can say Jesus and it just gives you such a good feeling? But when the demons hear it, it tears them all pieces. Oh, hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. You say, Brother Darrell, I'm sick. Listen, I'm not belittling your sickness. God knows I'm not. But every sick Christian, while sick, has 1,000 times more to be happy about over the most cheerful sinner. People will forsake their God, forsake their religion, and everything for fame. Elvis Presley raised in a Pentecostal church, sold his birthright out for a fleet of Cadillacs. And where did it lead him? A drug overdose at 44. I worked with a woman that was at Memphis Hospital when they brought Elvis in. They don't tell you this, but he died sitting on a commode. He fell over and his head got stuck between his body and the wall and he suffocated. The king of rock and roll. You see, friends, the world strives for riches. They think riches and money and houses and mansions. They think all that makes them happy. If it makes them so happy, why do they hang themselves in hotel rooms? There is no happiness in that. But I tell you, friend, Brother Darrell, I'm having such a hard time. But I tell you what makes me happy, that no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad the doctor says it is, I know somebody who can do something about it. Amen. If he done it once, he can do it again. If he healed me once, he can heal me again. Amen. I may have pain. I may have sorrow. I may have trials. I may have troubles. But I've got a God. Amen. He loves me. He saved me. He predestinated me. He wrote my name in his book before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. God don't do anything halfway. God don't make no junk. Come on, somebody. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. If I'm going to use my breath, let me use it to praise him, not talk about my problems, but let me use it to exalt him, to lift up his name. Amen. Listen to me. I don't care how you're feeling right now. Everybody in this room right now, just raise your hands and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's my God. He's my Savior. He's my healer. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what you just done? You just gave the devil a black eye. And it felt good. Isaiah 60:18. I told you I was going to hurry. I'm going to hold my. Listen. Isaiah 60:18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. Wasting nor destruction within thy borders. Thou shalt call thy walls salvation. And thy gates praise. Your praise to your God is a gate. He's given you a gate called praise. Brother Darrell, what good is a gate? Oh my. If you can only understand the power of a gate. Your praise is a gate. It's called our wall salvation. And thy gates praise. You see, gates do two things. Gates keeps things out. And it lets things in. Gate. It's an entrance. That when everything is going wrong, you can take your gate of praise and you can hang it and step through the gate into his presence. For the Bible said, God inhabits the praise of his people.
Where there is praise, you will find God. Amen. God's given you a gate that when your back's against the wall and you seem like you're all alone, you can praise his name. When you feel like you can't go on. Oh, I like that old song, how it says that. When you feel like you can't go on, just raise your hands and say, greater is he that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away if you'll just praise his name. Let your praise be your entrance into his presence. That when your back's against the wall and the devil, you think the devil feels like he's got you cut off and there's no place for you to go. You're up against the wall, but you can look around. You've got a gate of praise. You can take your praise. You can lift your hand. I just want to thank you for your goodness. I want to thank you for your mercy. And you can hang that gate and step right into his presence. I got a little thing I do. You know what I call it? I call it a piggyback blessing. I really don't know what it is, but that's what I call it. And when I see somebody getting blessed like the sister was Thursday night at the altar here, crying out before God like that, that don't make me nervous. What I do, Brother Flynn, I start saying, Lord, pour it on her. Saturate her real good, Lord. Let it anchor deep into her soul. Bless her, Lord. And it ain't long till it's all over me. I call it a piggyback blessing. When you see someone getting blessed and you start thanking God for blessing him and asking God to do something wonderful, fill them with the Holy Ghost, set them on fire, renew their experience, and before long you've got your hands up and the tears are coming out of your eyes, because that is a gate that you hang that gate and step right into his presence. Amen. Amen. Look at Paul and Silas. They were in prison. They were sore. They were cold. They were bloodied. They were beaten. They were chained. Huh? Friends, I don't care how bad we've got it tonight. There ain't nobody here like that. Anybody here get beat before you come to church? And I ain't talking about you kids that misbehave now. Ain't nobody sitting there with no bloody stripes on the... I'm going to put that in my pocket. I won't be able to get in the room. I demagnetized the key. Amen. They were beaten like that for their testimony of Jesus Christ. Beaten to a state of unconsciousness. What did Paul say? He got 39 stripes three times, I believe. I wonder how many scars he had on his back. First church age messenger for his gospel stand. How can you hear Silas? You know, he over there. Probably wakes up first or something like that, maybe. And he feels like he kind of comes to his senses. You know, when he sees the chains and he said, Paul! Where you at, Paul? Over in the other cell, Paul, he kind of starts waking up himself. Feet chained, hands chained. He pushes himself up against the wall. Feels a soreness in his back. I'm over here. I'm here, Silas. Paul, I thought this was going to kill us. I didn't think this ever going to quit beating on us, Paul. Stripe after stripe, lick after lick. Oh, Paul, what are we going to do? I thought we'd come into this message. I thought when we talked about a pillar of fire and a prophet and all, I thought it would be a picnic. I didn't know I was going to get beat. What are we going to do? You know what Paul said? He looked around. He said, you know what I think, Silas? This is like a good place to have church. Give me a C for Christ. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And about three rows back, I mean three cells back, somebody was sleeping. And he went, hey, we don't want all that emotion around here. We don't know that clapping hands and singing around here. Quieten it down up there. Don't you know you're in jail? So I said, my goodness. Paul, what are we going to do? You know what Paul said? Sing louder. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Are you one of them? Well, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And up in heaven, God was looking over the banister. He said, Wormwood, come here. Look right down there. Look at that right there. Wormwood said, is that Paul? That's Silas. God said, yeah. He said, what are they doing? God said, look, they're cold, they're hungry, they're beaten, they've been rejected, laughed at, made fun of, their shirt sticking to their back from the blood where it dried, got bruises untold. They're hurting. They don't feel good. They got a headache. They're chained. Wormwood said, my God, what are they doing? God said, they're having church. Oh, hallelujah. I want the devil to know tonight, whether I'm on a mountain or whether I'm in a valley, whether my back's hurting or whether it ain't hurting, I can still praise God. I can still jump up and down. I can still shout. I can still run, because my God is greater than any prison house. My God is greater, amen, than any chain. Oh, hallelujah. The Son of God can worship God anywhere. Hallelujah. In prison chains and bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a prison in your mind, reach out and praise. Defy those chains, and they will fall in Jesus' name. I was in a meeting several years ago. There's a girl there who was a cutter, used to be a cutter, had these scars all up and down her arms where she cut herself to relieve her pain. She wore like a 3/4 sleeve shirt to the service. Sat real quiet, you know. Service, the Spirit of God got to moving, and she wanted to worship God, but she was ashamed of the scars. She said, Lord, I want to worship you so bad, but if I raise my hands, everybody's going to see these scars. They're going to know that I was a cutter. She said, but Lord, I want to praise you so bad. And a voice spoke to her and said, raise your hands and give me praise. And when that girl who had those scars up and down her arm, when she raised her hands and began to praise God, the scars disappeared off of her arms. Let me tell you, you got scars in your life tonight. We heard this morning, they're a sign of healing. If our Lord has healed you, let the scar go. Let the scar, come on somebody, let it go. The blood of Jesus has made us free. We're free. We don't have to carry the mistakes of our past. Hallelujah. If God's forgiven you, you're forgiven. If God don't remember it, you forget it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let it go. Let God. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. There is no God like our God. Not only is the gate entrance, but it's also for keeping out. It's a defense. Your gate of praise is a defense. Brother Brennan's talking to a sister with cancer. Said, you got cancer, you're not going to live very long unless God touches you. Isn't that right? Come here, dear sister. Kind Heavenly Father, let thy mercies be shown unto this woman. May she go from here tonight normal and well. I condemn this enemy with this church and these believing people in the name of Jesus Christ. May it leave her. Then he says this. Listen to what he tells her. God bless you, sister. Go happy now, rejoicing, thanking God. Just believe it's gone from you now. And when it goes out, it'll come back again. But if you just say thank you, Lord, and just keep on rejoicing, it can't come back on you. Oh, those of you that's been touched in this meeting, those of you that God's done something for you, just keep thanking Him. Just keep praising Him. And when it comes back, you know what it'll find? It'll find a gate. It'll find a gate of praise that'll keep that thing off of you, because He has made you free. Amen. Can I have just a little bit more time? Listen, how it must please God that while we are yet in trouble, we can begin to give Him praise. The Bible says in Psalm 74:21, oh, let not the oppressed return to shame. Let the poor and the needy praise His name. Not wait till it's over. Not wait till we're feeling good. But while we're yet poor, while we're yet in need, while yet everything is going wrong, just start praising God. Don't wait till you're fully recovered. Don't wait till you're fully delivered. But while you're yet in need, just call on His name. Exalt Him. Give God praise. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him in the good time. Praise Him in the... Just think of it. Just give Him praise. Listen, what is Satan going to do to a man that every time he afflicts him... Now think of this for just a minute. If every time Satan punched you, you begin to cry... Woe's in me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. What do you think He's going to do? He's going to hit you again. You know why? Because it worked. Is that not true? But what if He hits you and you say, praise God? And He, hallelujah. Great is our God. And the more He hits you, the more He prays. I ain't too smart, but I am smart enough to know this, that if every time you hit a man and he praises God that much harder, I believe I'd just leave that man alone. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. We don't run from the devil. We don't run from the devil. The devil runs from us. Every time He afflicts you, you pray God that much more. Don't look at your symptoms. Look to your God. Look at Jonah for a minute. Look at Jonah. Everywhere he looked was whale's belly. Can you imagine the smell? Think of it. In that whale's belly was hubcaps, license plates, shrimp, tuna, amberjack. All kinds of, and his stomach acids was trying to dissolve it. Now, you know the story. They pitched Jonah overboard, and God created this great fish, and it came up and just swallowed him. Here's a man just got thrown into the ocean. Now he just got swallowed by a fish. Anybody here ever been swallowed by a fish? And now he's in the fish's belly. And when a fish eats, what did the prophet say it does? You feed a little goldfish. It goes right to the bottom of the fishbowl. And where did this great fish go when he had a 6-foot, 220-pound man in his stomach? I said, my God, that's pretty good. That's about as good as that lunch we had a while ago. And he goes right down to the bottom of the ocean, because he just swallowed him, a big man. So he just down there just... Well, that was good right there, man. I didn't even need no salt and pepper. That was just good. That was good. I've swallowed amberjack, but I ain't never swallowed nothing like that right there. He was just down there rejoicing. And there's Jonah in this fish's belly at the bottom of the ocean. Can you imagine the stomach acid? Can you imagine? I'd say he was bleached as white as you could be bleached. His eyes, his ears, his mouth, every time he opened his mouth to say something. Stomach acid from a great fish.
But did he despair? Did he collapse? Did he give up?
No, sir.
Oh. Jonah said, I cried by reason of my affliction.
Yeah.
I wonder sometimes if God allows things to come upon us so we'll cry out to him. You know, when we get busy playing video games, we ain't got time to pray. Or Facebook, you know, we ain't got time just to... I wonder if sometimes he don't allow a little something to come on us just so we'll take our attention back to him. Jonah said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. You see, the symptoms never silenced his voice. Right in the midst of his trial, he started praising God. He said in Jonah 2:9, I will sacrifice unto thee with thy voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Jonah, right in the midst of a great fish's belly, he began to give God praise. Here's that fish sitting there just right there. That was a good meal right there, man. I just think I'll just get me a little bit of a nap right here. Just let the wave kind of rock me just a little. And all of a sudden, Jonah began to praise God, and that whale goes, wobble. Wobble. Glory to God. My God and my salvation. Wobble. Creepy said, my God, I've swallowed a holy roller. Oh, if he'd swallowed a Methodist, he might have been all right. If he'd swallowed a Catholic, it might have been all right. But he swallowed one of those Tucson message believers. One of those Tucson message believers that likes to get happy, that likes to shout, that likes to jump up and down. And when Jonah began to cry out to God, that fish, I've got to get rid of him. Let me tell you, when we start praising God, the devil said, I've got to get out of here. Hallelujah. If he can deliver us from a whale's belly, can he deliver you from your gloom? And... But Rev said, just go on the road rejoicing now. Just start praising God and saying, thank you, dear God. And all that gloomy feeling will be all gone. God likes to be worshipped. I'm closing now. When you worship him, it just isn't exactly singing a song as we do. But it's singing in the spirit of worship. That's what you want to do. Sing in the spirit of worship. And then you feel the Holy Spirit bounce back. You've seen it, friends. We've seen it right here in these meetings. When we begin to worship God, we forget out who's in front of us or who's behind us or who's beside us. And we just start worshiping God. And the next thing you know, you feel that coming back. And the people begin to rejoice. And the tears begin to flow because we're worshiping God in the spirit. God likes to be worshiped by his children. If you want scripture, the people, listen to this as I'm closing. The people of God are supposed to come to the house of God for one purpose. That is to worship and to sing songs and to worship God. That's what God expects. He doesn't expect us to come into the house of God to talk about something or somebody else or about one another. Or what we've got to do next week. But he expects us to come to worship him. It is a house of worship. And listen to me, friends. I'm not just talking about this beautiful building that God's given you. We set this aside for a place of worship. But there's another house of worship that God wants to inhabit. And that's this house. Let this house be a house of worship. Let this house be a house of praise. Amen. Psalms 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praises in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name and dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. God says, sing about an overcomer as you're swinging the sword. Sing about a victory as you're swinging the sword. Have a song of praise in your lips and a sword in your hand. Amen. Why? Because we are an army. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him in the sound of the trumpet. Praise him in the psaltery and the harp. Praise him in the timbrel and the dance. Praise him in the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Let's praise him for what he's done this week. Let's praise him for the deliverance. Let's praise him for the joy. Let's praise him for the victory. Let's praise him for the 25th anniversary. Let's praise him for this beautiful building. Let's praise him for the fivefold ministry. Let's praise him for the unity of the saints. Let's praise him for the promise of the body change. Let's praise him for the rapture. Amen. Let's praise our God, because there is no God like our God. Do you love him tonight? Do you believe him tonight? Oh, hallelujah. God bless you saints tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise is to our God. Everybody now, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Oh, let's sing it like this now. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. Our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Oh, hallelujah! Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise. Sing it till you believe it. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. One more time now. God, my Savior. God, oh, hallelujah. God, Lord. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God, my Savior, oh, God, my healer, God, my deliverer, oh, every praise is to our God, every word of worship in one accord, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory, hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Amen. Oh, every praise is to our God. God bless you, saints.
by. Sing it to him. Oh, sing it to him. Let your fear go. Let your pain go. Let your sorrow go. You're in his presence tonight. Yes, amen. God, my Savior. God bless you.
Every praise to our God. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise to our God. I will shout like this.
By the blood of the Lamb, I've
been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. With joints of the multitude, I'll be overcomers, and all of them will worship me, the Lord. Well, some of them were singing, and some of them were shouting, but all of them were worshiping the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, at God's of the multitude of the overcomers, all of them were worshiping the Lord. Well, some of them were singing, some of them were shouting, all of them were worshiping the Lord. Let's praise the Lord, let's praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord, let's praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. It ain't nothing, it ain't nothing for you. Well, I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing, Lord, it ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing, it ain't nothing for you. I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing, it ain't nothing for you. The children that had their backs to that red, red sea. And old Pharaoh, he looked like he had the victory. But the waters rolled on back with that breath you blew. And it ain't nothing, Lord, it ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing, it ain't nothing for you. I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing, it ain't nothing for you. Oh, Joshua, you took a walk around Jericho. Lord, you told him, Lord, you told him that wall would go. And it crumbled at the shout when the trumpets blew. It ain't nothing, Lord, it ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. Elijah, all the prophets said he was wrong. Send the fire down to their gods, they prayed all day long. Then Elijah prayed, Darren kicked the fire, and then they knew, hallelujah, it ain't nothing. Lord, it ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. I was lonely, sin had broken my heart in two. All the pieces I couldn't mend with the strongest glue. But Lord Jesus, you took the pieces and made them new. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. Well, this body slowly dying without and within. But I ain't worried, though the skin worms eat my skin. Cause you'll open heaven's doors and I'll walk right in. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing. Lord, it ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing. Lord, it ain't nothing for you. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. I may falter, stumble in everything I do. I may worry, hold my breath till my face turns blue. But it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Lord, to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'd like to ask my dad to come up and dismiss us in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Lord, to the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is so good. We're going to have a closing prayer, but I ain't done. And anybody else that ain't done, you just stick around. If you need to go, we understand and don't feel bad about it at all. But I have so many things to praise Him for. I'm not going to let this rock take my place. Amen. He said, if you don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. I want to praise Him. It's not a work up in my heart. He doesn't have to do one more thing for me. I have enough to praise Him for eternity. Amen. Well, I don't deserve this, and I don't deserve that. You deserve death, you deserve hell, and you're not getting any of it. Amen? So any good thing that happens to me is just gravy on my potatoes. He's already done enough. Amen. He saved my soul. He healed me. He delivered me. He set me free. He gave me love. He helped me to overcome complexes. He gave me love for my brothers. He gave me a heart to love them. Amen. How many can say that tonight? Amen. This is not religion and it's not a workup, it's reality. Amen. And if you don't want to praise Him tonight, you don't want to go where I'm going. Amen. Because this is the quietest place you'll ever be. You go to heaven, you'll hear Brother Branham over on the side of the hill singing Amazing Grace. You'll hear me shouting and screaming. If you go a little lower, you'll hear groaning and crying and weeping. Amen. I want to praise Him. Blessed be His wonderful name. You know, sometimes we just need to get over ourselves. Get out of ourselves. That old religious devil hanging over you. Oh, well, I just won't seem very mature if I do that. You know, if you could hear the stories told about what Brother Branham really did, they'd find him out in his front yard running around in circles after meetings, praising the Lord. He was sitting on a pulpit one time with his legs dangling, praising the Lord. He was sitting in a chair in the seat of the scorner. Sisters came across the river, and they started playing a fast song. Some would call it rock and roll. It wasn't rock and roll. There's going to be a meeting in the air, and they didn't sing it slow. But they sang it with inspiration. One sister had a wash tub and some thimbles. Another one's playing the piano. The inspiration struck. Brother Branham said the hairpins went flying out. They started singing and shouting and dancing. He said a thought came to him. You're going to let them turn your church into a tavern? You just got through teaching order. And look at what's taking place. He said, I'd like to see that in the Bible. That's a good thing for a prophet to say. And the Lord said, you know what your problem is? You don't have the victory that they do. You want to see it in the Bible? He showed him David. The word of the Lord was coming back. Friends, that's a perfect type of this day. The word of the Lord is coming back in the camp. The pillar of fire is back in the camp. And David got so excited. He stripped down to a priest ephod and he began to dance and he began to shout and he began to praise the Lord. His wife was up there, Saul's daughter Michael. She's looking down, criticizing. And he came up. She said, you embarrassed us today. He said, us who? She said, that's no way for a king to act. You embarrassed us. He said, well, if that embarrassed you, wait till you see what I do next. Amen. The scripture said her womb was barren. She bore no fruit. Critical. Criticized. Oh, friends, just shake that thing off. It gets on all of us. We've all been there. Just shake it off. Say, look, this isn't about me. I don't care what anybody else is thinking. I just want to praise my God. And I have every reason to do it. Brother Branham said he showed him Miriam picking up her tambourine. And Moses, he said Moses was a tongues man. He said if that wasn't a Pentecostal meeting, I don't know what it was. He said the desert floor became a dance floor. He said, when they looked back and saw their taskmasters drowning, when you look and you see demons of alcohol and cigarettes and a foul mouth and religion, anger, the things that had a hold of us that we were bound by, and you see them being swallowed up, if that doesn't cause you to get a little happy, I don't know what would. Brother Branham said he looked down at his Methodist foot and his Methodist foot started tapping. He said, the next thing I knew, I was down there dancing with them. Glory. Nobody's immune to those spirits that want to, oh, you know, you don't want to lose control. Actually, I do want to lose control so he can take control. Well, what if you do this or what if you do that? Well, it sure beats doing nothing. Amen. What if you get a little wildfire? I'd rather have a little wildfire than no fire. Amen. Well, hallelujah. What if we get some wildfire? Why don't you wait till you get some fire? Then we can worry about it. We don't need the fire department to spray water over the service. Amen. Come on, friends. Who's got victory tonight? We're not all going to act the same. We're not. You don't have to make noise. It don't matter, but just give them praise. However you do that. Just let them know you love them. Can we do that tonight? I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. You are so good to me. I love you. You say, I don't feel like it. Well, you better start. Amen. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you. I love you. Thank you, Lord. You kept me, Lord. I'm living in the worst hour. In Laodicea, but you're keeping me. I'm not falling away. I'm going forward. From glory to glory, you're changing me. You started a work. You're going to finish that work. You set me free from all kinds of things, and I want to praise you. I want everything that you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of my praise. Amen. How many feel that way tonight? Glory to God. We all do. We all feel that way. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Father, you are so good to us. Lord, we just thank you so much for these services, Lord. We thank you for the ministers that came and labored, Lord, and gave everything that they had. Lord, they labored to get out here. They labored to get back home and took the time, Lord, to be a blessing, to minister, to surrender, to let us pull in the gifts. And Lord, truly you've spoken to us so many things, Lord. Father, we don't want it to just be something that another page turns on the calendar and then it's forgotten. But Lord, we want these things that we've heard to become living realities of the living God. Lord, we know that your word will not return unto you void. So we say tonight, Lord, be it unto me according to what I've heard this week. Be it unto me according to thy word. May what we've heard become living sermons, living testimonies. May it be lived in our lives, Lord. May every heart be changed by what we've heard, Lord. For we know that it is the word that has the power, and it's the word that has the life. Father, we pray that you bless each one of the ministers that has ministered for us. And may they go home with a double portion. May their journeys be safe. May they be blessed, Lord, mightily blessed. Father, those that have traveled from other states, other parts of the state, wherever they've come from, Lord, other parts of the city, bless each and every one, Lord. Father, there's no fences in your kingdom. Lord, we realize that there are local churches and that's how it's supposed to be and that local churches are sovereign. We understand that. But we're all your children, Lord. When it's all said and done, we're all your children. I pray that you'd bless each and every one, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we'd all testify, Lord, that we not let our praise go by the wayside. But Lord, as our brother ministered tonight, may our praise be a gate, Lord, to keep those things that have been tossed out this week. Lord, they'll come back to test us, but may that praise be a gate according to your word to keep, Lord. The enemy has every right to come back and test and to try, but may that praise be in our lips. Lord, that'll keep that thing from coming back. And Lord, may we press forward. Lord, may we confess every promise that you've given to us. May our testimony be amen and amen. Lord, may we be a house on fire on a windy day. Lord, we're not going out as cliffhangers. We're not going out with our fingers holding, barely holding on and barely making it, but we're the end time overcomers. Your word has declared it. Now we want to walk like it, talk like it, act like it. That's the vision that you put before us. That's the thought that you've already had. We want to walk into that, Lord. We want to be the manifestation of what your word has already declared. Bless each and every one, Lord. Father, our visitors, the ministers that have come and just humbly sat, Lord, and received and were blessed and contributed to the services. Lord, each and every one that's come, may they go home with more than they came with. Bless them, oh God. And Father, may you be praised and honored and glorified in all that we say and do. Lord, we just love you tonight. And we don't want to leave without telling you that. Lord, I don't have to praise you, but I want to. And Lord, you've actually commanded, let everything with breath give you praise. I want to praise you, Lord. Forgive me for not praising you as much as I should, Lord. Forgive me for allowing life to get in the way sometimes instead of just giving you praise. Lord, bless each and every one now. And Lord, we surely give you the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Do you love him?